That's Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 19. Mahaprabhu visits Advaitacharya in Shantipur, continued about the Vrindavanadas Thakur is preaching about the Mayavadi sannyasis. Mayavadi Vashya Shunile Sarvaya Sarvanash. Everything is lost. So he says that when Lord Chaitanya went to Kashi, they were very happy to see him. Shunya Ananda Haila. So I was saying that Vrindavanadas Thakur appears to be making some humor here, because this, all the Mayavadi sannyasis, their name is Anand. They all have the name Anand. Shivanand, Chinmayanand, Ananda Tirtha. And you think of any Mayavadi sannyasi, they always have the name Saraswati Ananda, Ananda Saraswati, Prabhatananda, whatever, there always be the word Anand, because that's their goal is Anand. So it says Shuni Ananda. When they heard that Chaitanya had come, they were Anand. They were Anand, blissful. I think he's making some joke. Sabe Vedanti Gyani Sabe Tapasvi Ajanma Kashite Vas Sabe Yashasvi. All these Mayavadi sannyasis were conversant with Vedanta, and they practiced austerities, all austerities. They lived their entire lives in Kashi and were greatly renowned. Yasha, Yashasvi. Ekadosha Sakala Gunera Gela Shakti Padaya Vedantana Bhakane Vishnu Bhakti. Yet all their good qualities were nullified by one fault. They taught Vedanta, but they did not explain Vishnu Bhakti. So this is a lot of good things going for them, but it all ended up zero, because they're offenders. Antaryami Gora Singha Iha Sabajani Gya O Kashite Na Dila Darashane. Lion like Gore, the super soul of all, knows everything. Although he went to Kashi, he did not give darshan to those sannyasis. Ramachandra Purira Mat Teti Lukaya Rahilena Duimas Varanasi Gya. While in Varanasi, Mahaprabhu hid himself in Ramachandrapuri's ashram, where he stayed for 2 months. It's interesting. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains the actual fact. Actually, Gaurasundara stayed at Chandrasekhar's house in Varanasi. By profession, the Shudra Chandrasekhar was a doctor. So the author understood this, Vrindavanadas Thakur. So he said he secretly stayed at the ashram Ramachandra Puri. But Ramachandra Puri was a pseudo disciple of Madhavendra Puri, who was the Param Guru of Lord Chaitanya. And he, Ramachandra, had a strong inclination for Mayavad philosophy. The Lord told everyone in public that he was staying at Ramachandra Puri's ashram, but actually he was staying elsewhere, the association of Krishna's devotees. Ramachandra Puri was a sectarian sannyasi. Therefore, the general public could not criticize the Lord as a sannyasi for staying at his ashram. In other words, you have to be careful what you do. So he was in Varanasi, so wherever he would go here and there, people would meet him. Where are you staying? Oh, I'm staying at Ramachandra's. Oh, okay, that's good. If he said, I'm staying at Chandrasekhar's a Shudra, he said, huh? What's this? You're a Brahmin, Jagannath Mishra, high-class Brahmin and sannyasi, Hek Dandi sannyasi, and you took sannyas from Kesha Bharati, and Bharati is Mayavad sannyasi name, and you're staying with a Shudra, then it would be most infamous. So here, this continuation about this story, so it's very interesting how the setting has shifted. Vrindavanadas Thakur, we're on our way to Shantipur. We're about to enter Shantipur. We meet a Dari sannyasi on the way. They visit his house. Then there's a flash ahead, or whatever you call it, to the Lila Vanti Lila, which is when he goes to Kashi and he's saying there, and And so it's all happening right now. It's going into the future type of thing. And then and it goes, he just really wants to drive home about the sannyasis and contrast and compare this fallen karma sannyasi with a mayavadi sannyasi. And then, so it's kind of like, it's called like, maybe it's called an interlude or something. Because when we left Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they left the house of the Dari womanizing sannyasi, drunkard, Madeira drinking, liquor drinking sannyasi, performed Ajvan and jumped in the Ganga and were happily laughing and floating their way down to Shantipur. And they're still floating in the Ganga, and then there's a whole tangent, it's called a tangent, where the author Vrindavan Das Thakura wants to lambast the Mayavadi sannyasis of Kashi. So he's comparing and contrasting. Lord Chaitanya met this sannyasi near Shantipur in West Bengal, and how he dealt with him and how he gave so much mercy to him. Slept in his house, took food in his house, preached to him, heard his speeches, then counteracted it and tried to give him good advice. Counteracting that with a meeting of other sannyasis, very pukka sannyasis, they were tapasvis. They're Vedanti gyanis. Vedanti gyanis and tapasvis. They're great renunciates and great learned persons. They weren't hanging out with women and drinking wine, eating opulent foodstuffs. But Lord Chaitanya wouldn't even look at them, whereas he slept in this person's house. So it's not the ashram that determines the access to the Lord. It's not learning. It's not tapas. It's not renunciation, detachment, or knowledge which gains. Gains one the association, or grants one the association of the Lord. But it's by the mercy of the Lord and having a non-envious and non-offensive mentality that attracts the attention of the Lord. Because this is the Gauranga is Patita Pavanavatar, and Kali Yuga is Patita. Kali Yuga Patita Pavanavatar. This is Patita Yuga. This is the most fallen of all the yugas. Degraded. I just saw that I was reading in Padma Puran, and I came across section about Kali Yuga, and it said that people in Kali Yuga will be they'll be reduced in size, and they'll have no food or proper water to drink, and they'll just be living in mouse holes of mice, and they'll only be as tall as a thumb, only be as tall as your present day thumb, and they'll be living in mouse holes, and they'll be covering their bodies with mouse. It says it'll be covering your bodies with mouse remnants or like dried mouse stool or something, I don't know what. There'll be no clothing, no cloth, no cotton. That's quite an amazing prediction. It said that women will marry at the age of 12. Of course, that's like the old days, it was like that, but somehow that was considered too young or whatever, or maybe too old, I don't know, whatever the Vedic idea is, but. And then something about relationships. People will favor their son-in-laws more than their son. They'll take the opinion of their son-in-laws. In other words, you have a daughter and then she gets married, so then the son, or no, I don't know how it works, but somehow they'll favor the viewpoint of the son-in-law against their own sons. And then the sons will be waiting for the father to die and be encouraging him that he should die. And they'll be thinking about when they can, you know, they just want to, praying that their father will die so they can usurp his property. So these are some of the interesting glories that await the residents of Kali Yuga. And we hope that we don't see these glorious times. By the mercy of Prabhupada and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he came to deliver these fallen souls, to deliver anybody and everybody but blasphemers. So many times the blasphemers, Borchitani, say, you won't be delivered for millions of years. And in Mayapur, some other blasphemer, the blasphemer Srivast Thakur with all the wine and puja paraphernalia for Chandi, and pieces of flesh left on his doorstep, try to defame Srivast. And then, everyone found out that it was not actually Shiva's, some other envious person, Gopal Chapal or someone. And he got leprosy. And then he was begging, oh, be merciful, Lord Chaitanya. No, my mercy is you suffer for millions of years. You blaspheme the devotees. Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki Jaya.